Hello, my fellow seekers. Suddenly Seeking Spirit is a podcast that is intended to educate, inspire, and entertain you on your personal journey toward health and happiness. The information, advice, and opinions expressed are of our own and not intended to replace care best provided by qualified professionals, and it is not a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Suddenly Seeking Spirit podcast. I'm Andrew, and today we have a very special guest that many of our regular listeners know. It is Miss Andrea Bradford.
Who?
Andrea, yes. So why is Andrea a special guest today, right? Well, Andrea has done some amazing things here in the past couple months, and I wanted to be sure that we spotlight her and her creativity, and we give her a platform to really share this great work that she has done, and it's already beginning to help people with healing. So just diving right in, the amazing Andrea Bradford has created... I get a little teary thinking about it. So Andrea has done an art affirmations book, and it is called The Magic of Imagination, Let the Soul Take the Lead. And this woman here managed to get herself in the best-selling on Amazon for Canadian art books, which is absolutely amazing, right? Now, also, too, Andrea has her imagination deck. So the imagination deck was released like just right before the book, right, Andrea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
two
it's like an
before, I think.
2 months before. Okay. So yeah. The deck is amazing in itself as well. It's you use it as an oracle deck, and the book really goes a little bit deeper. It has all the same like the cards from the deck in the book, but then it goes a little deeper in the exclamations and all of that type of stuff. We will mainly be focusing on the book today, but we'll kind of go in and out with the imagination deck too. Sure, we'll pull a couple cards, you know, that fun, exciting stuff here. But just to get us started here, Andrea, will you just like tell everybody just a little bit about yourself and what really made you want to create something so magical as this book and this deck?
Whoa. Okay. Well, I have been talking about it as I've been going kind of on the podcast, I think. Mm-hmm. But basically, when I got clean from drugs and alcohol, I needed some sort of outlet. Mm. And I found art and I started making these collages, and I mixed in like it was just layers and layers and layers of paper.
Yeah.
And so I was making all these collages and running out of space on my walls. So whenever people came over, I'd give them one of them. And then I think I was talking to you, like, because you had released your Oracle deck. Mm-hmm. And I got this idea. Like, honestly, all these creative ideas, they kind of come to me out of nowhere, like meditation. Mm-hmm. It feels like there's something inside me sort of propelling me forward, and I don't really have a choice. I've tried resistance, but I always end up doing it. I asked Andrew, how do I make these into a card deck? So he taught me about Canva, and I managed to scan all my artwork, and then I started playing around on Canva, which is like amazing. It's like a collage in itself. So mm-hmm. I was able to like take like the pictures that are in the book and the card deck, they're different than the ones on the wall, because I just added little things, and I had so much fun and so much joy doing that. So I spent, I don't know, how long did it take me? I can't remember, like a year maybe?
Yeah, around like a year.
Yeah. So whenever I wasn't working, like I was working at the time, I would just like, I remember just counting down the clock to when I could switch from my office up here to downstairs. Downstairs was my art area where I would do the graphic. I guess it's graphic design. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Yeah, and then finally I had the card deck ready, but then I found, I don't know if anybody else that does anything creative, I got kind of like this perfectionist thing and this like imposter thing going on where I didn't want to release it. I kept playing with them and changing them. And like, there are so many different versions of the card deck. I don't even know if you know that answer.
No.
But there's many different versions of them. And then I finally just, I don't know, released it into the world. And then I had written this ebook companion to go with it. And then I just got the idea, like, I already have an ebook companion. Why don't I just turn this into a book, you know? So then I started working on that. And then I was all excited about that. And I would look at the card and then just try to clear my mind and then just write. So some of the pictures have more writing than others. Some of them, I just, nothing would come to me except for like a couple of questions or something. And I think it's because people need to experience it for themselves.
Yes.
It's very subjective, absolutely. Right? Yeah. So then I didn't know, I had the book done and I'm like, okay, now what do I do with it? And so whenever it's weird because when I started this, like I didn't even know how I was going to do any of it. Like I had no idea, but then like I would just pray, I would meditate and then the answer would come to me. And I remember, I think it was Spirit Junkie Masterclass level 2 where Gabby talked about self-publishing. So I looked back on that stuff and I'm like, oh yeah, you can self-publish on Amazon, but I had no idea how. And then I looked it up and it overwhelmed me and I put it away. And then Amazon emailed me and they're like, we see that you've started this self-publishing thing. You should like finish that. Here's a video to help you. And they Yeah, so if anybody's out there and they've written anything, like Amazon self-publishing is so great. They have all these videos to help you. And I had to submit my manuscript 1,000,003 times.
Oh, gosh.
No, not that many times. But I kept like, because I was the only one looking at it, probably because it's a pandemic, you know, like I couldn't like even show a friend, like, can you check this for typos? So I would release it and then I'm like, I'd look at it and I'm like, oh no, there's typos. And I had to fix it and then release it again. So it's funny because whenever I put something out, my brother, Kevin, is the first one to buy it. Aww. He bought the first release of it. And now it's kind of different than the one he bought. And he's like, I have like one of a kind of all your stuff. I'm like, I know.
Yeah, seriously. It's like the raw copy.
Yeah. So the first time I put it out there, it had typos. It wasn't perfect. But I just thought, I just got to get it out there. My brother was the only one who bought it. So that's good. Because it was only 100 pages. But then I was able to kind of look at it. And I'm like, you know what? I don't have any explanation in here about me. So I started writing a little synopsis about myself. And that's really hard to do, like in a few pages.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, but absolutely.
I kind of went through stuff I had been writing for a long time. So if you write, like anything you write in the past, you can recycle it into something else. So I looked up like old blog posts. I looked up, you know, things I had started and then not finished. And I put it all together and the magic of imagination was born. And the reason it's let the soul take the lead is that is how I live my life. Like that's how this whole thing, it's just been my soul propelling me forward.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny you say that. I was thinking this whole time, I was like, you took such great guided action throughout this, you know, your soul guided you, spirit guided you. You were open to these things, you know, even in those moments where you felt like, oh, I don't want to release this. You know, we think of like, oh, the judgment we're going to receive and stuff. But the energy that you honestly put into this is, I'm sure, was such a healing thing for you in itself. But that really does come across here and you can feel it. You really can feel it. So, I mean, I really do applaud you on this. It's a great art book. It really is.
Aw, thank you, Andrew.
Oh, you're welcome. So what, okay, so what was your main intention though? Like, of course, like this was your artwork, things that, you know, helped you heal, that type of stuff. But what, whenever you were like, I'm going to release this book, what was that intention behind that for you?
Yeah, so I did a lot of, like, as I was writing stuff, I did a lot of like free workshops and also looking back on workshops I already had. Okay. And there were some really good ones. There was Marie Forleo has different ones. She's got ones that you pay for, but then she had this, I can't remember what she called it. It's a copy cure or something. Okay. And she was talking about like, who's your audience? What are you helping them with? And I remember learning about that in Spirit Junkie. So then I went back to my Spirit Junkie masterclass, which I have forever. That's not a plug, but it is amazing, guys.
Yeah, it is, to be able to just go back and new content's put in there for like all the years after than when we were there, you know?
Yeah. We're not getting any money for that plug.
Yeah.
we just love it.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. But it's it really did help. And there was, I don't know if everybody gets this, but the year that I took it with you, she also gave us her older course, God is My Publicist.
So,
do you have that one too? Because I've taken it twice, so I don't know which one she gave. But she just, when you're in her masterclass level two, she's just like, oh, you need this. And she gives you all these resources and you have them forever. It's amazing. So if you're ever looking for, you know, somebody to help you on your spiritual path, Gabby Bernstein's a good person to follow. Anyway, so I had never gone through the God is Your Publicist thing. And that really helped me think about what I wanted to help people with. And I did a lot of meditation, a lot of free writing. And it came out that, you know, it's exactly what the art did for me. And that is tapping into my creative spark, you know, my thing that is that essence inside me. So it could be, I mean, you could take it in all kinds of different ways. You could take it in a really practical way without spirituality, but there's some pretty spiritual pages in there. But anyway, you could. Like just in a sort of art, you know,
take it as what you want. Yeah.
Way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can like, it can help you sort of connect to your higher power. It can help you reconnect to who you are, because sometimes we lose ourselves as we age.
For real. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just tapping into our imagination is like, that's our divine spirit, you know, that's our inspiration. So when you open a page and you see it, it's like a message from your higher power. And some of them have like questions, some of them have little exercises, some of them just have like a little write-up about something I went through. And maybe you can relate, you know? So it's not like, go do this and this is what you need to do. It's, I never do that ever. I just share my experience and this is what I went through. Maybe this, you might like it. Here you go.
Yeah.
Did I answer the question?
Yes, you did. And so also too, what I really enjoy, it's not just like this art book or something that you can just make like an oracle book. There, you can take away from it what you want. There's many pieces to it. So, and I'll just flip here. I'm just going to flip to a page. Okay. So I land on Love Is.
Oh.
And this is with the elephants right here. So what's great about this is, so you have like, You have your statement here. It says, finish the sentence. What is love for you today? Where do you feel love in your body? How do you sense love in others? These are great questions to take into my day. I'm going to take these into my day. And then you give an affirmation. I am love. So my affirmation today will be, I am love. Whenever I do feel myself shifting from, you know, a loving place or, you know, having a negative thought, I'm just going to go straight into that simple, easy affirmation. But then the really cool thing that I love that you did with this is you're mixing artwork, you're mixing basic, and some of your definitions of the cards are almost like poetry whenever you're reading it. They come out so beautifully. But then you put song pairings, which I think is amazing, because that is like, that's a great connection for people too, you know. everybody connects to music in some way or another. So putting a song pairing in there, that, and the song pairing for this is like literally one of my favorite songs. It's so fun. Breathe Me by Sia. Oh my gosh. That is a healing yes. song in itself. So you're yes. really like providing like three separate things that can really help heal somebody in that moment. These mm-hmm. like, that's that moment, like right there, it's that instant shift. You're helping people open themselves up for like what A Course in Miracles calls the holy instant. Like that, that energy shift is what you're really providing people in this. And that is amazing. I love that.
Aww. Thanks, Andrew. And the songs too, like, I have like a little disclaimer. I am not affiliated with these musicians.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I also, part of it is like, some of the musicians aren't very well known. Some of them are mm-hmm. like Sia.
Mm-hmm.
John Lennon is a song in there, but then there's some Canadian bands that I really love. And I wanted to like showcase these amazing artists in themselves and mm-hmm. they don't even know I did it. So I did
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I hope it's okay. But I just wanted to like there's one of my favorite bands, Stars. They're mm-hmm. they're from Montreal and they're like they're so amazing. I'm gonna tear up just thinking about them.
Aww.
And you can like I took my mom to their concert. It was her first rock concert. Like I guess it's rock, indie rock concert. She'd never been to a concert before, and it was CBC Music Fest. She loves CBC Radio, which is our Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she just loved it. Like she's like, oh, he has such a beautiful voice, oh. You know, so any age can appreciate the songs in there, basically yes. is my point. And
yes.
I love just sharing with people what I love. It just mm-hmm. brings me so much joy, and I hope it brings you joy as well. That's so my message about the songs.
Yeah. So, and then, so going back to the artwork and your process mm-hmm. of that. Now, I know you used Canva, but that was yeah. to get it into the digital format. So I think mm-hmm. the really cool thing and the way that you approach your artwork is how you form it with all these different little medias. And like I don't know what specific card it is, but like the flower fairies, well, you have several different ones.
Yeah.
The artwork, like when you're looking in the book, it's like this one I just flipped to, let me know if this is like one of those real flower ones that you did. The Never okay. Stop the Rain by Complaining, number 9,
yes.
on page
yeah,
31.
She's
this flower lady.
See her behind me?
Yes. Yes. There she is.
Yes. She's made of flowers from my garden.
So you press flowers and you like you're forming them into these silhouettes and stuff. I just think that is the coolest thing.
Yeah, like her. So I'll pull her over.
Yeah.
This is the original version, but
I traced
her head from, I change it a little bit, but I traced her. So her head is paper that has been painted mm-hmm. green because she's, you know.
And it really pops.
It's not easy
too.
Being green.
Yeah, right?
I don't know why I said that. I just didn't want it to be, you know, it's just, you know, fantasy.
Yes. Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's just these are all dried flowers. Even underneath is the same kind of flower, and mm-hmm. it's all painted. And then these are leaves that I found on a walk that I painted gold. These wings are from an old fairy calendar that I just cut out.
That is awesome.
I use pieces of other people's artwork, but I change it. You know, I think that's okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
If it's not.
Yeah, and- Yeah, so the cool thing, like, if you want to get real woo-woo with this and energy-wise, you using these natural elements is infusing that great energy into your artwork as well, which I think is really a cool thing.
Aww.
I just would never think about, you know, using, like, I've heard of pressing flowers and that type of stuff, but infusing that in artwork, I've just never seen it the way that you do it.
I don't even know how I did that.
Yeah.
Why.
Well, you were
happened.
Open. Your creative,
well,
your creative spark.
I know what it was. You know what it was? I had them all pressed because I just thought they were so pretty. Let me see if I can find my, the one that's never alone. What number is that?
Let's see here.
Here he is. This guy here. Never
Alone. Yes, 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 yes.
So there's the original. So this, okay, so the flowers were all over my, I have this like plastic thing that I keep all the flowers on, and I didn't know what I was going to do with it. And these flowers kind of landed on the thing like that a little bit, and I just kind of moved them around. So this is like, these are rose petals, and then I don't know what kind of flower they are, but they're outside. So there's like two different flowers there, and then one for his body, and then there's a dried up little rose petal for his head, and then a hat. And so this is just like sitting on a piece of paper beside me, and I took a picture of it. That's how he came about. And then with Canva, you can like, you know, get them.
Blow it up and.
Yeah, and cut it out. And yeah, so he's on a bunch of the different ones, him and his little fairy sister.
I love that. It makes it very whimsical, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Which helps bring out like that inner child type of stuff. Like whenever I'm looking at this artwork, it does give me like that little zing of like, it does help me with my creative spark. Like my imagination starts wanting to go. It kind of takes me back to like, you know, just being that inner child type of stuff. I think it's really nice.
Aww.
Okay, so
I forgot we were on a podcast, and I was like,
I know, we're showing all. Yeah, well, everybody, you're just going to have to order this book here, and then you can listen to the podcast and go through. It's also there a Kindle form as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can get it on Kindle if you want it right then. Yeah, so there you go. If you want it right then, you want to listen to the podcast while viewing it on the Kindle, you could do that. That would be really cool.
And if you have, I forget what they call it, Kindle. Some sort of like Kindle, unlimited Amazon. You can get it like it's part of that. You don't even have to pay for it if you have that membership.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. So I would like to, now we'll do just like a little spotlight on the imagination deck here. Okay. I want to pull a card. Okay. This card is going
to
be.
I did this to you before.
Yeah, I know. Well, this card is going to be for everybody's listening, general energy type of thing. So I'm going to pull the card and I'll show Andrea, and Andrea will just go into a little, you know, definition of it at all. My dogs have just entered the room, so they're going to run around. So they're helping here. They're helping pull a card.
Nice.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. The Fairy Queen, 37. Trust the magic already inside you.
I love that. That was the first card I ever made.
Oh,
yeah. It's amazing that you picked that, because that's what we were talking about. That's why it's number. Is it number 37? It was number one for a while.
Yeah, 37.
Okay, I changed.
Yeah. Yeah. Behind the Veil, I think, is.
Yeah.
It's number one now. Yeah.
I changed it so many times. But yeah, that was the first one I made, the first card I made.
Mm.
And it's the whole premise of the book. Like, we all have magic inside us, and it can come out in all kinds of different ways. So, you know, it's not necessarily artwork. It could be just cooking a good meal. It could be, you know, showing up on Instagram Live and sharing your talking talent. You know, it could be anything, but it's just trusting your authentic self, basically. Mm-hmm. That's the Fairy Queen. And the Fairy Queen is, it's based on Edmund Spencer's poetry that I had to read in university. Called The Fairy Queen. it's a Christian allegory. So I don't know, the card doesn't really have anything to do with that, but I really loved the Fairy Queen. And I just was picturing her and what she would look like as I was making that art. So that's why she's called the Fairy Queen.
Oh, it's a beautiful card. I really like it. Trust the magic already inside you, guys. That is your message from the imagination deck.
There you go.
Now I want to do, so what your intention with this book is, just like the deck, right? You just kind of flip through, and what page you land on is like your message for the day or whatever you're seeking, right?
Yeah. And some people have both the deck and the book. And so they pick a card and then they look it up in the book.
Yes. So which works perfect. Way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. I love that. I want to read here too. So we'll do a random flip, page flip in the book. And we'll go deeper in that. But before that, I want to just read the back of the book for everybody on the podcast. And so here we so I'm going to read the top here, like, a little bit about Andrea. Yeah. Because I was reading it this morning. I was like, oh, this is good. Okay. So we begin with the back, just a little backstory here on Andrea. So Andrea Bradford, she's a Canadian writer, artist, and creative brain behind the art brand of Dolled Up Hippie. If y'all on Suddenly Seeking Spirit don't follow Dolled Up Hippie, make sure you're doing that. From her 15 years of expertise as a wellness coach and her adventures as a single, sober mom of a young adult with Asperger's, Andrea's work is infused with a quirky, authentic, positive outlook. And you can visit Andrea online at www.dolleduphippie.ca. Now, for about the book here, we have Andrea states, we all have a magical spirit steering us towards creative endeavors that can usher natural happiness into our day. The art affirmations in this book are designed to allow you to tap into your intuitive creativity, whatever that means for you. No matter what our life circumstance is currently, we can carve out some happiness by tuning into our imagination and creating something meaningful. For you, it could be art, music, cooking, gardening, organizing a drawer. If it flips your lid or floats your boat, do it. I love that. If you have no idea where to start, that is what this book is for. Yes, this is like the perfect like jumping spring for you to just be like, oh, okay, let's do this. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it really does. Like I said earlier, like I find my creative spark in this type of stuff. And this artwork, it really is. This is a good catalyst for that.
Nice.
So here we go. We're going to open this up here. This is going to be, this will be our little outro for our episode today. Send everybody off with some really good energy here. Okay. So I'm going to flip just a little. Okay. There we go. All right. So I landed on page 87 of the book. The card number is 35 and it is Words of Wisdom.
Yes.
Do you want to will you read it from your book on your end there? I would like everybody to hear it come from you, your beautiful voice.
What page is
it is on page 87. So you can read the definition for us and then we can go into the affirmation and then people can use that affirmation for today.
Okay, so it's expand your mind, read a book, and then apply what you have read to your life. Like, as in, sometimes we read things but don't apply them. Mm-hmm. It is one thing to read a book and understand the theories of what you're reading, but it is something else to apply what you know to your life. Be open to learning from every person you interact with today. Imagine the possibilities from being open to learning in everyday living. The affirmation, today I will listen to everyone I speak to with an intention of learning something new. Mm. And the song pairing, one of my absolute favorites, and yours too, Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Yes. Oh, I can just hear the beginning of it as you're reading the little, like the definition. It's like,
and here's the thing is like with all these things, it might sound like I'm being bossy, like you do this, but the thing is, this is like, it's almost like I'm writing to my former self because this is what I used to do. I used to read, like, this is what my room would look like. I'd be drinking tea and reading and, you know.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't apply it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't open to learning from others because I knew so much from reading. So it was like, I had to do this. It works for me. Give it a go.
Yes. Yeah. And like you say in here, it is one thing to read things and learn it that way. But if you're not taking action, you know, with the things that you're learning, then what is the point? You know, you can be full of information, but not implementing it. It's not going to make a difference in your life. So yeah, I love this card. Absolutely. And I think this is great to set us on our day here. I'm just going to read the affirmation one more time for everybody. So today I will listen to everyone I speak to with an intention of learning something new. Yeah, that's really good.
I need to hear that today. So thank you, Andrew.
Yeah. Well, you are very welcome. You're healing again from your own damn book.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and I love it. I have had feedback from people in my life that the books help them. So, I mean, even if it helps one person, that's what I always say. If I can help one person, I'm happy, and it has. So I'm pretty happy.
Yes. Yes. And I'm 100% honest with this. I'm just like, I'm still in shock that you have, not that I didn't think you didn't have it in you, but I'm just like, it was way more than what I could have ever expected. Like, it's really good. It's really good. And just holding it in your hand. That's why, like, if everybody likes to read Kindle and stuff, like, buy it on Kindle. But there's something for me in, like, holding, you know, a book, but especially like this. Like, it's just something that I'll cherish.
And it looks, the look of it is exactly what I wanted to manifest. Each page basically looks like my desk. Like, that's what I do. Pin up things, and
it's a peek into the world of Andrea Bradford, the creative mind. It really is, though. This is the creative mind of Andrea, the dolled up hippie. So yes, do you have anything else that you want to add?
Go buy the book.
Go buy the book. Yes, so you can buy the book on Amazon.
Purchase the book. Please leave a review for me. That would be amazing. Yes. So thank you.
Reviews are always great. It gets it up there in the list when people are searching for certain things. So be sure to do that for our Miss Andrea here as well. Follow her on the Dolled Up Hippie page on on Facebook, Instagram. And then, of course, if you listen here to Suddenly Seeking Spirit, be sure to like and review us as well on our podcast, because that helps us get some more attention as well. And we really do appreciate you guys listening each time we release an episode. And we are definitely being more consistent on our releasing of episodes, guys. So we'll be churning more out. This is really great. This Instagram platform, how we're recording through here, everything worked great with our sound quality, I believe. We weren't lagging. So, yes.
with the new phone.
Yes, the new phone. Andrea got the new phone, and we are good to go.
I wanted to tell you, Andrew, just before we go, if you go to, I think I'll do it for Suddenly Seeking Spirit as well, but I learned about Linktree. So if you go to my Instagram, there's a link for my Linktree, and all the different links to buy things are there, as well as our Suddenly Seeking Spirit podcast. So if you need to look for us to listen, it's on my Delta Pippi Linktree.
Awesome. Yes. So you can just go straight to the links and it will take you to whatever you're wanting to get. Now you can also, like, there's like obviously the link for like the Imagination Deck as well.
Yeah. Cause that's a different website.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so you can get the deck. And I highly recommend that if anybody's interested in getting the book, get the deck as well, too. Because, I mean, I love card decks, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's an addiction, Andrew. Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. But it's great. Like, you can have your card deck in your purse, you know, like that quick on the go type of thing. Just pull your card. Good to go. There are little reminders and stuff in the card deck as well. But, Andrea, thank you so much for creating this and allowing me to put the spotlight on you. I know it can be uncomfortable sometimes to have to talk about yourself. it's definitely a strange feeling, you know, but this was really good. And I enjoyed it. We switched it up a little bit.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Sometime.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah. No.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Yes. Thank you, guys, and we will be seeing you guys shortly next week on the Instagram, and if you're listening also too on the podcast, like, try to catch us on the Instagram live. Say hi. Pop in. We'd like to talk with you guys.
Yeah. Suddenly Seeking Spirit.
Yes. Have a great day.
Bye, Andrew.
Till next time, what has you seeking spirit?